like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever-spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. This is Roy Masters speaking. I have some very serious things to say to you about the Pope. Now, I'm going to only talk about one thing which I find disturbing, and that is global warming. And everything else has been spoken about with O'Reilly. So I'll let O'Reilly say the rest of it, and you Catholics, be careful, because you may have another Obama. So be very careful and don't get too excited, please, because you become mesmerized and affectionate to the mesmerist. Do you understand that? And you may already be addicted to mesmeric kind of people. The human soul is not born compatible with a thirst for power. That's what I said yesterday. And no amount of textbook training in the art of gaining it will succeed to get the knowledge to stick, I should say. The soul will simply be unable to effectively activate the knowledge of evil or the knowledge of good. But we're talking about the knowledge of evil. One, in order to be a bully and a power grabber and a tyrant, you've got to be corrupted when you're born, soon after you're born, up to 2, 3, 4 years old. You become violated because you see the world as evil and you get angry and the evil gets into you. And most of the people try to cover that up with good, but it's only acting behavior. And that's good enough. Good enough for the time being, at least, is better than bad, acting out. But you've got the good, but not strong enough to deal what is really bad. The people who love to demoralize and degrade you further and further until you are a slave, not only individually, but as a whole nation. So I would suggest you listen to what O'Reilly has hinted. And I will only take up one issue that is a scientific one, on which subject I am well versed and not bothered by lies and deceit from the left. That's a left-wing science. Left-wing science is lies. That's one of them. And the other one, of course, is immigration, which is a no-no, making what's happening to our borders sound like Christian love. It isn't. Nothing of the sort. And so these are the two things that you have to watch with this Pope. You be very careful, because this Pope is not an accident. The last Pope died from Parkinson's disease. I didn't know that. Pope shouldn't be dying of disease, don't you think? After all, they're speaking about healing and love. Where's Jesus? That's what I want to know. But anyway, so I'm going to talk to you about science. And forgive me, but I'm going to talk about global warming. I'm going to kick it right in the rear end. Just as I did with the beginning of the universe. Please, come Sunday morning, my last week's program video, Sunday morning conversations, will be aired. It's a video. It's 2 hours. And 2 hours explain God is the originator of the whole universe. He's the unheard. How can I say this? I got to find the right words. It's the uncaused cause of all causes and effects. If you don't have that, you don't have causes and effects. So that is for Sunday. This coming Sunday, What date would it be Sunday? Could you please tell me? He'll check before I finish this segment. And the number is 800-866-8888 on the 27th. So if you just Sunday, but you can see it all week. But Sunday morning, you have time. So don't go to church this Sunday. Let me talk about science and the proof I offer you that God exists. And it will open your eyes to see what's wrong with this Pope. Because you've got another Obama blooming here. Be careful. Be careful. I'm warning you. I warned you before you voted for Obama, and I said,
like a tunnel that you follow to a tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone.
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, yesterday I explained how we are divided into two kinds of people. The appeaser that is entwined with the bully. And the bully can be very pleasant, as you can see, with Obama. He is not your friend. So when you listen to him in his speeches to you, to garner your vote, he used a simple way of misleading you and made you go whoopee. He spoke about fundamental transformation. Hooray! You bloody idiots. See, you bought his personality. See, but behind the personality is a demon, in a manner of speaking. Just like it is in you, there's a demon in you, in a manner of speaking. There's a something in you that isn't you, that needs something to rise from hell to service what hell has placed in you. Just like the example I gave you yesterday of the vampire. The vampire, the person cannot overcome the pull, the attraction, the fear. The fear always creates anger. Fear and anger creates a sense of sympathy towards the bully. For many reasons, and one of them, not to be hurt, to give in to pressure, because you can't fight it. It's stronger than you, the tendency to be pulled into it. But then once you're pulled into it, something gets into you. And there goes your life force. There goes your whole life, looking for love in all the wrong places and electing the wrong people to marry and to politic your world. And this is another one. Be careful, my dear Catholic friends. You do not know, at this minute, you do not know how much money the Vatican has to pay out for all the bad things that priests have done to little children, right? They're almost broke. You don't know that, do you? On the hush-hush, they're paying out lots of money to children who've been molested by priests. It's everywhere. And so he's coming now and he's in agreement politically with Obama. This is not good. And I ask my Catholic friends not to reject him, because everything else he says is good. You need to learn to separate the good from what isn't. And he may not be aware of the reason why he was made Pope. Forces behind that. Forces behind that, political forces behind it, working for years and years and years to put that person in positions of power to say all the things that sound wonderful, and then all of a sudden it's not so wonderful. So now, I'm going to talk to you about global warming. But before I do that, I just want to read something to you that is a condensation of yesterday's whole program. The Human Soul. This is from an article. Mind Control in America is here, real and frightening, but this is written in 1989. See? And in one of the magazines called New Dimensions, which was on the newsstands everywhere. Anyway, it met its fate because of the left-wing, media, which are really just a bunch of brainwashed liars. But never mind, they have the power to convince suggestible people that wrong is right and right is wrong. It's power that influences everybody to some degree. Whichever is stronger than you, you yield to, or you try to rebel against it unsuccessfully, because you go to your grave becoming angry at something bigger and stronger than you and wanting to fight it with all you got. But every time you get upset with it, you become more infected with it, and that's why you have more crime. You may not be able to bring the present president down, but it will embolden you to become, frustrate you, to take your frustrations on other people, and that can make you very dangerous. It can make you it can give you power as becoming a cult leader or a gang leader or a school bully, or to hate your country because of all the injustices, and to feel righteous about tearing things to pieces and making people suffer. There's lots of people. The crime out there is tremendous because of what I've just said. That frustration towards anything, the bigger than yourself, makes you want to find victims of your own and find the pleasure of that in a smaller way. But it's huge if you put all that together, all those kinds of people doing the same thing. So, and to becoming demoralized and enjoying doing the demoralizing. So the human soul is not born. I still want to make this point, and because it's a condensation of yesterday's program, and I've got an hour and a half to talk to you about the global warming, and the science of it is being crony science. And you don't have to be that smart. The best is that you're not educated about this, because when you're not educated, you're not brainwashed. That doesn't mean to say that you are smart, because you're not, you know, it's better. It's better to have an education, but education comes from the word educare, means to bring forth from within. And Jesus spoke about that. He says to the lady at the well, the Samaritan at the well, he says, there's a time coming when people won't worship in the mountain or in the cities, but in spirit and in truth. In other words, in many other ways, he says, education is exactly what the I'm not sure it's Greek, never have looked it up yet, or Latin, but it means, that's all I need to know. That's all my education needs to know at this point, because it makes sense, is to bring forth from within. And education demoralizes and degrades if it's not done that way. There's a way of educating to bring forth the good in a kid, to help him trust what he's given to see by God. See? And not confuse him about it, and not thinking that because he's a little kid, he needs to be educated. No. He's more pure when he's 2 years old than you are at 50 years old, and worse, at 70. Maybe you're beginning to wake up and see that you haven't lived your own life. My wife is just waking up after 63 years because of a codependence relationship with me she didn't see. She's beginning to see that's a lost life, but she's just beginning to wake up. Yes, she's waking up. But all of a sudden, she's been realizing she's been asleep in a hypnotic state. You can't cure anything with a hypnotic state, I keep telling you, because the hypnotic state contains certain prompts. That's the only word I can say. Prompts, it means something smells, something looks like, something has a color, some circumstance, a place, that when you see it, when you experience it, and it's all everywhere, and it multiplies. Because every time you get upset with a situation, if it's something else in the situation, it adds it to the tally of all the things that can upset you when there's nothing there to upset you. It's just a smell, just a color, just a belt that looks like the father that beat you. You can never survive it. And people who know how to get inside you, and you won't know. You'll make excuses for you. Have you made an excuse? Well, the made excuse means somebody got inside you and convinced you to be a Taliban, to be a Nazi, to be a Christian. Now, we've got two different kinds of people. We've got a Christian who's not fully a Christian, but he's acting it out and thinks he is. And he goes to war to fight the Taliban. We have to go fight the war if they come over here, especially, et cetera, and all those people like it. And we don't have the strength of their wickedness, because wickedness is rooted, and it is a commitment to wickedness, and it will kill you. And you've got goodness, but you don't have the full roots, the full completion of what goodness is, because you verses and chapters. And every church you go has got a different verse and chapter, and a different chaplain, and a different pope. Okay, so the human soul, let me read it, just one paragraph. The human soul is not born compatible with a thirst for power, and no amount of textbook training in the art of gaining it will succeed in getting the knowledge to stick. The soul will simply be unable to effectively activate such knowledge until it's been seduced from its original innocence, which everybody is, from which we are saved, for which reason we can be saved, because we never did anything wrong. Something evil came through the generations and it acted through us in a hypnotic state. And you can struggle all you want. All you can do is make it, give it power. You can fight all you want. You give your enemy power. You give your enemy power because you're not strong enough as a Christian. And because you're stupid enough to elect this president. And don't be stupefied by the opinion of this pope who may have other virtues, but this isn't one of them. And I'm going to spend, after this, listen, what time is it right now? It's time for me to start talking about the global warming, the science of it. It's very simple, but let me finish, because people are just joining me, so let me finish this point, because only halfway through the paragraph. Conversely, of course, the soul that hungers for truth will reach out intuitively and take into himself the kind of instruction that will lead to his becoming a power for good. If you ever had to take a course in school that was absolutely of no interest to you, you know how impossible it is to be receptive to anything with which you are not fundamentally compatible with. Or, see what I mean? That's all I wanted to read to you about. This is from an article in 1989, yes. It was an article. This is a piece of it. It's a long article. And I want to put this particular New Dimensions on my website. And I'm working with this. I want the whole Kashmir, excuse the Jewish word. I want the whole magazine, so you can turn the pages and download it. That's what I want. That's how important it is. And I want abortion too. See, where we save lives of 10,000 people walking around today that would have been dead. They're still alive. See, there is life. And there's life in me to speak up for life.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right, now I'm going to start talking about global warming. It is a ersatz science. It is a lie. Let me start with this. Let's go back. Let me make up a number. I'm not going to be scientific on the exact date when the universe sprouted, you know, all kinds of vegetations and animals and people. Let's put that aside. Let's say the climate has changed nearly, perhaps every 10,000 or so years, any number. It doesn't matter. It changes continuously on its own. It adjusts to everything. An adjustment is in there somehow, some way, programmed into creation. And we'll talk about creation, all about creation in 2 hours, and the proof that God exists, the proof, the logic. Of course, there are illogical people that no matter what you say, they're not going to believe it. But the point is those who are capable of coming back to the roots, as Jesus says, you know, you come as a little child. But you don't have to go back to becoming a little child. You go forward to redemption, which gives you the same innocence and pardon of redemption. It's waiting for you. It's waiting for you, and it's a better choice, which is not a choice. It's a longing. A longing, and longing is love. Don't you understand that you've got two kinds of longing? One's longing for love in the world, looking for love in the wrong places. It always rises to you because that's the dark side of you. I'm off subject again. See, I'm playing around with two different things. You know what I said yesterday, but somehow, you know, it kind of fits, I think. So let me go back to the global warming again. Because I'm trying to talk to you about your gullibility. You cannot reject evil by getting upset with it. The whole idea is to keep you upset. And to be upset means to turn it upside down, back to front. In the word upset can mean also you trade the relationship with the Creator soon after you're born because you're not strong enough to deal with the circumstance. The environment overcomes you. And that environment is the extension of paradise lost to all the generations. So your parents can't see what they're doing to you. And you are standing in the shoes of your parents if you hate your parents. That's why it says honor your mother and father and the days may be long. You know that part. So the reason why it says honor your mother and father, even if they're rotten, means it because their rottenness or stupidity or ignorance, which mostly is, the inability to see what's wrong with themselves because they think they fell in love with each other. All they did was fall in love from it, you know, fall from what love is all about, both of them, the wife and the mother and your father. And that's why you have divorces, 60, 80%. And the others, you live a miserable existence. Maybe this is your third wife or your fourth husband. This is insanity. And you're breeding insanity. But insanity is not so much insanity as it's evil. And you don't know how to deal with the evil entity in you. See, now I'm back. I'm playing. I've got to go back to global warming. Excuse me. 1-800-866-8883. I've got to mix these two things up because in order for me to show you about global warming, I have to show you that lies matter. Lies, not lives. But lies, because you're so educated or miseducated. I told you, the best thing ever happened to me is no education. Zero, zilch. I don't want to be educated. I want to discover it for myself. Thank you. I want to follow not my dream. I don't have a dream. I have a yearning to find the purpose of life. And I have to find the giver of that life. And the trouble is, most of you have lost it. And you become subject and gullible to them. So that's why when in your environment, now we're talking about environments, people. So when Obama says something like, with a smiling face and a charming personality, hiding what's deep down inside, as you find when you look for love in all the wrong places, and suddenly they wake up and say, gotcha. See? And you get upset, and then you feel obligated. You want to run, but you can't. You become addicted to their approval. You have become, most of you listening to me, especially on the left, have addicted to the dark side of the force. It's fundamental. If you had intelligence, if you have intuition, you would have seen what a lot of people did see, but not enough. All too many saw in that person something good that wasn't. Something that looked good. Yeah, this is your environment here. So we'll go back to the environment of rising oceans in just a minute. This is your environment. And into your environment steps this person that took generations to work that kind of person into this position. Several generations. Several, three, four, five. The communists, the Marxists are very stealthy and very careful, slowly but surely putting people in places here, there, in education, music, everywhere. Slowly but surely, it becomes the thing. And out of all that, out of your demoralization, the process of demoralization, it comes through these people, whether it's music, whether it's whatever it is, you are becoming educated. And education, even if most of the knowledge is right, like the Pope is mostly right in everything, but it's the wrong thing you've got to catch. See? And so this is global warming. So you got a Pope who has political, unconscious to him, perhaps unconscious, because he's been selected. He's been selected. So that selection is from forces that you don't understand, nor need we to be talking about it. But therefore, these forces are there. He knows how to say the right thing, and all of a sudden you find him matching up with Obama. And not talking about baby parts and abortion. Not talking about that at all. But the global warming and how gracious we are to let all those people in, which has nothing to do with grace. It has to do with politics of the left that want more of foreign people in this country who don't understand it and are broken. And it's the Democrats that do all this. The Democrats lie. They're actually Democrats. They're not Americans, but they have this power that I hinted in my opening salvo just a few minutes ago. I repeated it. You got to be very careful when it rises to the occasion of your need. See, the tendency are that you are broken, and therefore you need that which has broken you to love you the way it is, and that is how they get power from you and multiply power for them politically and personally. You become slaves. You'll be right back.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life. It may seem that there's nothing you can do about stress, but you can instantly have more control than you might think. Roy Masters shows you how to conquer stress by taking charge of your thoughts, emotions, anxieties, and changing the way you react to problems. Do you realize that every time you think a negative thought, your body reacts as if it were in the grip of an actual tension-filled situation? Well, there is an antidote. Download the ebook, The Secret Power of Words by Roy Masters, on Kindle and Amazon.com. William Wolfe says, this book is perhaps the single most dynamic weapon available to counter the tremendously destructive influences of the raging cultural revolution sweeping the world. Download the ebook now at Amazon.com or read the ebook, Meaning and Happiness, Overcoming Stress, Fear, and Pain. Download at Amazon.com on Kindle. In fact, there are many more titles by Roy Masters available for instant download right now at Amazon.com. Just search Roy Masters on Kindle and Amazon.com to positively change your life right now.
Are you struggling with life's difficulties? If you're struggling, don't you think it's time you understood why you're struggling?
The best advice I ever received, I told you about a problem that I had, and you said, watch it. And then I said, well, what happens if this comes up? And you said, watch it. At the time, it seemed trivial, but I learned just by following the advice that you gave me that that has power.
Visit Roy Masters' website, fhu.com, and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that, up until now, you have not understood. Visit Roy Masters' website, fhu.com, or call 1-800-877-3227. Be still and know, and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle. Visit Roy Masters' website at fhu.com and download Be Still and Know.
Are you suffering with PTSD after being in the military? You should see what people are saying about Roy Masters online.
In my experience as a commander who mobilized and returned thousands of wartime veterans, I have seen soldiers make rapid improvement through the use of Be Still and Know. Major General George R. Harris.
Google Roy Masters PTSD. You'll see what I mean.
The Be Still and Know exercise works for me. It calms my soul, enhances my thinking, and improves my emotional regulation. I'm thankful to be a more resilient chaplain. Lieutenant Colonel Philip Pringle, Southern Baptist.
Go online and Google Roy Masters now. You'll be amazed at what you find.
I must say, on the basis of 20 years' experience, that the application of this exercise has made a significant contribution to the treatment of the great majority of those who have used it. Dr. George Hader, diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
You need to see what people have to say about Roy Masters online. On your computer, tablet, or even your smartphone. Go online and search for Roy Masters PTSD Military. You'll be glad you did.
Where's the jangle in your head? Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said?
You're listening to Advice Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
So you elected a usurper. And that is planned. But this man is naive. Your Pope is naive. And he doesn't realize what he's saying. Obama is programmed, but knows very well what he's saying. And so we're talking about global warming. It is crony science. I have a house on the water. I paid very little for it. I think, I don't forget what it was. It was $150,000, something like that. It was out on the water, but the only reason why it was cheap is because they didn't have a breakwater. So, you know, you couldn't go out in the ocean. You could at your own peril. And eventually they built it, so it's worth a lot of fortune right now. It's only a crummy little house, but still worth a lot of money. But I have a dock that goes up and down. And I've had that place for almost 50 years. We finally paid it off. Forget how much it was now. I think $300 a month. I think it was a lot of money. Anyway, maybe it wasn't as much as that. But it's a long time. And I didn't make a good living then. I don't make a good living now. I don't take advantage of my organization at all. I'm all for what's right. And that has to be right, too. So anyway, but I've watched the global warming. I've gone to colleges and universities and spoken there. But not about the subject. But I did speak up about it one time and created a fuss. But anyway, I've noticed, just to get the point, I noticed, as I haven't been back to my house for 3 years, because the reason why I'm up here in Oregon, I'd love to be there down there with a boat. But I saw 25 years ago what's going to happen, see, and it's happening. And so I left my house and with a big disadvantage of a small city, only 20,000 people. And so made it difficult for me, but I knew that I had to be up here because something very bad is going to happen in California and this country. And everything happened as I predicted. So we moved here and we made a home here, so I don't go back down there very often. My kids go there and enjoy it, but I don't. I'm finished with boating anyway. The thing is, what I did notice, I just give a little color to this thing rather than make it too scientific, but I'll get to the science of it in just a minute. It's the common sense science. You think God doesn't have any common sense? It's all programmed into the system. See, because, well, I'll come back to that in a minute. I have noticed when I go back that the water has not risen, not one inch. If you have global warming and the seas rise, you'd expect in that 50 years that it would move at least an inch. But I have a spot marked, and it doesn't go. It doesn't rise. So what's happening? You haven't got the opportunity to do that, but this educated idiot that's talking to you has done that. It doesn't rise. And there's a reason, because there's a balancing act. Now, you know from scientists, left or right, and they could be both right on some things and not on others, that throughout the thousands and thousands of years, let me say this, to put it differently. No, maybe I'll just continue with my thought. You know that the climate has changed maybe 100 times, maybe more, maybe less. It doesn't matter. A whole populations were wiped out, etc., etc. Comes back. Regardless, if you had a nuclear bomb and everything would die, whoops, everything, give it time, it comes back. I'm more afraid of the nuclear bomb than because that takes a long time and we have to live through that. That's if you can. So, but that's beside the point. I'm just making a point. It's not a very good point, but it's a point. So what I'm trying to say, that catastrophes, climate change over and over again, the seas rising 20, 30, 40, 50 feet and covering whole areas of land, and then all of a sudden, you know, they start to go down. Even in the Bible, the story is oceans have risen, and that it's all been chronicled and is accurate. So why are you worrying about global warming?
Let me hold the line for a minute and let me show you how it works. Let me show you how it works. My name is Roy Masters. Just put a little commercial on with David, if you wouldn't mind. This was...
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
So let me continue my global warming thing. So the problem is carbon dioxide, right? Now, you don't have to be a great scientist to understand that you breathe in air and you breathe out carbon dioxide. See? And I just want to make a funny little remark here that they're even disturbed at cow's flatulence as, you know, putting up some other substance in the air. See, so you got to do away with cows. Pretty soon you may have to do away with people. The same, especially Mexicans, I suppose. Just, excuse me, I don't mean to be rude, but I can't help a little joke once in a while. And so, carbon dioxide. So, where did the oil come from? I mean, how is it created? Is it dinosaur bones? Is it animals? Is it plants? What is it? Billions of years. See, billions of years. Where does all this come from that is now polluting the atmosphere? It was in the atmosphere one time. It had to be. Had to be. The seas rise and the seas go down. Things starting to adjust. So what really, if you want to take a little peek into it, you understand that when the climate starts to change and it gets hotter because of carbon dioxide, then what happens is it rains more. And maybe, you know, some places become dry, some places the dry becomes fertile, and the fertile becomes dry. Whatever the heaven it is, it keeps changing for years and years and years, and the animals had to survive by evolving or perishing, etc. So we have newer species and different species, and all the stresses are valuable in the evolution of and the adaptation to those climate changes. That's all it is. It isn't sitting still and being perfect all the time. It's changing all the time. And the key is what you're concerned about is carbon dioxide. So what you're doing is taking from what was in the air is now in the ground. How it got there is another story. Maybe the earth makes it somehow. I don't think so. But the mystery still exists. Carbon dioxide is somehow down in the ground, bucket loads. Doesn't seem to be any end to it. But there's billions and billions of years whereby plants and sedation and in the oceans especially could sink to the bottom, billions and billions and billions of years. With the oceans rising, oceans going down, deserts becoming forests and forests becoming deserts and so on and so forth. So really, it's adjusting itself. And the changes are necessary for evolution. Otherwise, you have a sort of a civilization, nothing changes. You want to change, to challenge, to make new things, make better things better. and stronger things stronger. Talk about animals and creatures. You need stress to function too. You do need stress. There's no claim to virtue without stress. Is there? No, you're not an animal, but, I mean, you're different from an animal. The stress in your case is temptation. The pressure. You yield to it, you become less. If you overcome the overcomer, you become stronger and more beautiful. Well, that you can see this in your own life. Stress is necessary. It's a necessary evil. Let me just wax strong and religious for a minute. Adam had a different choice from you have. You had a choice of getting into the problem and then spreading it through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race. But you have it differently. You are born into that. And therefore you are corrupted, violated without you knowing it. And it becomes a hypnotic state called trauma. And you cannot cure that trauma because it's a hypnotic state. It's temptation. And then the tempter gets inside you. And then you become suggestible to it because having lost your innocence by virtue of being born into it, you now can no longer blame your parents because no matter how wicked they are, they weren't born wicked. They were born innocent and wickedness got into them and some of them want to be good and can't be good enough and some of them want to stay bad and enjoy the power over you and so it is. So I'm talking not to the people who are really wicked like ISIS and Shmisis, because there's lots of wicked politicians, lots of really wicked ones, because they tend to want to go to power. They cultivate it. They cultivate their appetites of lying, see. And now we're coming back to the Pope and global warming. We're coming back to little pieces of this. You put it together yourself. What you got is a buddy here to Obama. And he doesn't know it. He's a good man. I'm not laying it to him. So even though you have bad parents, they weren't born bad. See, but bad gets badder. Bad gets worse and good gets better. And we're coming to not only just a global warming, but a global war of good and evil. All right, 800-866-8883. So now, just think, if you look back on your history books and your science books, how many times the ocean has it rise up and swallow up land? How many times lakes have dried up and become deserts and forests disappear or forests appear here and there? This is the way it is. And so the oils come from somewhere and it comes from somewhere, but it's part of what is necessary to get us through the next realm, the next opportunity, the next, I try to find a word for it, the next level of our involution, not evolution, involution, the ability to become a better human being, to understand the beauty of the universe. And the oil and the automobile and all those things are all part of making the world a better place. And it became evident that America got that kind of edge over everybody else and becomes the leader so that other people can come out of their poverty and drive cars, you see, and fly airplanes and get good medicine and new ways of cultivation and irrigation. So you're having more and more food and more people and more hydro, carbon dioxide. And yes, that may be that carbon dioxide is in the air, but in the carbon dioxide makes the seas rise. It doesn't make the seas rise. It actually, the carbon dioxide can actually cause it to rain. The seas can go down a little bit, not come up if it's going to. It's going to. You understand that point of view? Maybe I'm wrong with that, but the carbon dioxide will just turn into the abundance of carbon dioxide will feed the plants because it comes down raining. And you see the raining is happening, but that rain is necessary. Avalanches are necessary. Catastrophe is everything, everywhere, all the time. But you can't blame it on carbon dioxide. Earthquakes, well, what are you going to do about that? You can't.
Like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning, on an ever-spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Anyway, I don't see any... I'll come back to my point. Okay, I don't believe that the glaciers are melting, and if they do, there's freezing somewhere else. If it's not in the North Pole, it's in the South Pole. And it's temporary. I don't see any rising seas yet. And we have had plenty of pollution, plenty of it, to make the seas rise. It may take a whole lot more before the glaciers will melt. Because I can tell you for sure, the last 50 years, it didn't raise an inch. And I measured it. It didn't raise. I had a marker there. It didn't move. So what is this all about? It's a distraction. It's a distraction. To make you money, to take your mind away from what's really happening to this world. And so that you got this kind of science. Crony science. See, the real good science is what is the beginning of the universe? You know, how does the cause and effect work? And that is the subject of my program this Sunday. Now, I'm ad-libbing here, sitting here, trying to mix, you know, the way we're born and salvation and the forgiveness of our parents because they weren't born, you know, evil. They were born innocent and they lost their innocence. I did all that. And so you understand that there's evil in the world because some people prefer to be liars and to be cheats and to be usurpers and rise to the positions of political power. And if you look very carefully, the world is full of tyrants. And rarely do you find people like we have a Reagan. Just let me just pick that one out because he's a perfect example of a person who's not that educated but understands and has a soul and made everything better, see, for us. And if it wasn't for him, see, God knows what would have happened to us then. But it's happening to us again. And the reason, because we've become demoralized. So you have a devolution of humanity. Americans, you are demoralized. And many Christians, most Christians are not Christian enough. The last pope died from Parkinson's disease. What kind of pope dies from Parkinson's disease? He shouldn't die from any disease, just old age. Am I correct? Can you imagine the apostles dying from disease? No, they hung on crosses. That's how they died, standing up for what's right. You don't understand where I'm going with this, do you? Popes don't die from disease. They're the Peters. You know, upon this rock I shall build my church. So you got a pope. But you need one that doesn't die from a disease. I didn't know he died. I didn't know he died from Parkinson's disease. I just heard it today. What kind of Christian dies from anything? Why doesn't Jesus cure you? Because you haven't found him. That's why. Because you got somebody to teach you all about religion, as if he knew all about it himself. Oh, he went to school. Oh, now you got the spoken word. He's got a degree. Or he hasn't got a degree, and he's either like me, halfway decent. No, I'm all the way decent, sorry to put it that way. Because I've survived, thank God. I've gone through the whole shebang of suffering, problems every way. I'm just not going to go with that. But I've always learned one thing. And let me just settle down here for a minute. I've learned to overcome the overcomer. I've learned to let God overcome me and act through me so you can see him through me, as it should be with you. And so even though you can laugh at me and say I've been through all the misery and suffering of medicine, but suffered for years and years and years, I see this, and I wrote a book, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, and everybody says, look at this guy. He writes a book about how your mind could keep you well. Look at him. That's just right. It's embarrassing. But I'm almost 88, coming up to that now. And somehow I come through. And somehow I'm learning all about medicine. I'm so all about how doctors know about medicine. And they know how they got the wrong solutions. They think that the illnesses and diseases, 95% of them will fall into the category I'm just about to mention. 95% of all diseases are causes and effects, and effects becoming a cause. And as we become more clever and smart, scientists have been able to deal with each effect from a cause, which in itself is effect of another cause, all the way back from Paradise Lost. In other words, nearly all of your diseases and all your sufferings and all your wars and all your miseries. And the reason why you've elected the wrong kind of government, the president, and see that the evil is closing in on you in this country and from outside it, and leaving you paralyzed and helpless. See, you see that now you've got a pope that's doing the same thing. Together, they work the religious aspect, and the Pope is not aware of what he's saying. He is not aware. Obama knows what he's doing, but this Pope doesn't know. He's a good man. Like a lot of you think you're Christians, but you're not, because you're dying from the diseases that Jesus would save you from. Correct. But I'm not dying from diseases. Because I recover, and I've learned the secrets of it, and I'm sharing it with you, and had I not gone through it, I wouldn't have seen it so clearly. All right, now remember, someday, watch my program on how the universe is created. 2 hours. Get a cup of coffee and sit and watch. And I've ad-libbed the whole thing, but I've kept to the subject. I was all over the place today, but little bits and pieces. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed it and value it. We have another hour coming up. Support the program by going to FHU.com and /donate. That way we can stay on the air, because we're supported by listeners and not by any commercial source. Thank you. It's FHU, Foundation of Human Knowledge, FHU.com/donate.